The Malaysian government played a major role in negotiating with pro-Russian rebels to hand over the remains. 43 of the people on Flight 17 were Malaysians. That includes the crew and two infants. The Malaysia Airlines flight was shot down just 4 months after another one of its jets disappeared during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. There are many questions now about the airline's future. NPR's Anthony Kuhn tells us the carrier was already struggling before this double calamity.
Malaysia Airlines was expected to announce a restructuring plan even before MH17 was shot down. That plan is expected soon. Analysts say that other than bankruptcy or privatization, the airline does not have a lot of options.
To recover from a double incident like this, it's unprecedented in the history of aviation, which is 100 years old.
Mohsin Aziz is an aviation analyst at Maybank Investment Bank. He figures that Malaysia Airlines is losing about $1.7 million a day, and he expects that figure to rise after the shooting down of MH17.
So if there were a recovery, suffice to say, it will take a substantial amount of time, perhaps a year, two, maybe more. The unfortunate thing is Malaysia Airlines doesn't have the balance sheet to sustain anything beyond a year.
Mohsin says that Malaysia Airlines is not at fault in this instance. But ultimately, he says, it's consumers' perceptions that count, and that's why the airline's ticket bookings and stock prices have plummeted. Transport Minister Liao Chunglai has recently been bombarded by questions about why Flight MH17 flew over a war zone. He says it's because aviation authorities approved the route.
The flight and its operators followed the rules, but on the ground, the rules of war were broken.
If the airline is privatized, that may be a good thing because, some critics say, state ownership of the airline has led to crony capitalism. Gurucharan Singh is a 30-year veteran of Malaysia Airlines and the former head of its pilots association. He notes that for years, Malaysia's rulers let their political allies manage the airline, and he says that led to a lot of bad business decisions.
Who decides what aircrafts to buy? What engines to use? One guy says, nope, it's GE. Another guy says, Pratt & Whitney. It's all political.
What's worse, he says, the airline's management was awarded on the basis of affirmative action policies that benefit ethnic Malays. Malays are the majority in the country, but they lag economically behind other ethnic groups. He says if Malaysia Airlines is privatized, it has to avoid this trap.
Everything is race-based, so we have to get out of that. This is something technical. You just want people with merit. Doesn't matter whether it's Indian, Chinese, Malay, whatever race, it must be strictly on merit for them to survive.
Meanwhile, Malaysia Airlines is up against some tough competitors in the neighborhood. On the top end, it faces Singaporean and Thai carriers. On the low end, it is outperformed by the more efficient budget carrier AirAsia. Aviation analyst Mohsin Aziz says the Malaysia-based AirAsia has helped usher in a golden age of low-cost air travel in the region, much as Southwest Airlines and Ryanair did in the U.S. and Europe, respectively.
So that's where Asia is right now. We're having a good economic growth for the past decade. There's a lot of middle-class people. And the geography of Southeast Asia, there's sea everywhere. So in many instances, flying is the only option that you have.
Mohsin says Malaysia Airlines could and should survive as a private airline focused mainly on domestic routes. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Kuala Lumpur.